is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And joining us this Tuesday, like every other Tuesday, is Carrie Ananaba, man. I'm sorry, Carrie Kasem, man. Nice to see you.
The ratings would go up if you had Carrie Ananaba.
No. All right. I just spent a wonderful week in Oregon.
Yeah.
And really enjoyed myself up there, man.
What's in Oregon to enjoy? But well, I mean, it's beautiful and there's great, you know, places to hike and this and that. But besides that.
Well, it's you don't have to deal with a ton of a-holes every day, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have to deal with a-holes wherever you are. And there are plenty of them around the United States. But Los Angeles and Southern California has a wildly successful collection of them.
Yeah, I agree.
We have the best collection of radical a-holes in probably the world.
Did you hit the Hooters in Beaverton?
I didn't go to Beaverton, no.
No, really?
No, it's tough to slide in there with a three-year-old and not get a lot of looks.
You know, I was working for a comedy station. We were up there, and we had this huge, like, you know, station thing at the Hooters in Beaverton, and the station we were on was Johnson. No joke.
Yeah, it looks like everyone got lucky that night, huh? But, you know, up in Oregon, it's a beautiful city, that Portland, and we're just about an hour north of Portland, and they have everything locked off when it comes to convenience. You know, you can take the subway there, which is like, you know, like the red car here, the blue car or whatever.
Sure.
But it goes right into the airport.
Mm.
Here it misses the airport by about a mile. So if you want to drag your bags down to a mile away from LAX and then take your chance and walk, then you can enjoy that little trip.
Why would they make anything convenient here in LA? It's never happened. Why would they start?
I know. It's amazing. The roads in Portland, even though they get ice and snow, are all beautiful. And they're terrible here in Los Angeles. Plus, when you get back to Los Angeles, we flew back on Alaska Airlines. And you get into Terminal 3, and this is not Alaska Airlines' fault. I think it's the best airlines in the United States.
Oh, see, I disagree completely.
Oh, really?
Every time I've flown Alaska, delays, if not delayed, they've lost my luggage, or I've waited forever to get my luggage.
I've had nothing but great experience with Alaska. But you get back into Terminal 3, and you get off the plane, and a lot of people coming to Los Angeles for the first time, you know, are flying to L.A. for the first time, and you want to give people from out of town a great first impression of the city.
Right.
So we get off at Terminal 3, which was built probably back in the 40s or 50s. You know, that big round terminal.
Yeah.
And you get off, and my wife is with me and my daughter, and we're, you know, strolling through the terminal there. And the first thing my wife does to me, she looks at me and she goes, do you smell puke? And I said, yeah, it smells like throw up. And I said, well, let's get out of here. I mean, this is, you know, let's move away from this area. So we walk to the other side of the terminal. You don't try. The whole terminal smells like puke. It just smells like some big giant threw up in the whole terminal.
It's like Jesus the sleeping Christ. Ground for maybe the homeless, you know?
I know. Then you get the, it's just LAX should be torn down and rebuilt. There are some terminals like, I guess, Terminal 4, 5, and 6 on the other side.
Yeah, there's some nice ones.
Yeah, Delta and United and American Airlines are okay.
Good sushi, good Mexican.
Yeah.
Some shopping, yeah.
But up at Portland Airport, it is beautiful. You got world-class restaurants in the airport. You got that Panda Express that I love right mm-hmm. there in the airport. 31 flavors.
Yep.
I mean, people are really, you know, you have no idea how much crap you put up with in Southern California until you leave.
Sure.
And then you leave for a week, whether you go to Hawaii or Washington, Oregon, the Midwest, you know, the South or the, you know, Northeast. Then you come back and you go, man, are we a bunch of idiots that we have to live like this?
Well, you know, when you move out and you finally get out of a city and you get out of to a smaller city, then you start realizing what you're missing. You do, because there's a lot of things that you can do here. Look at your casinos.
Yeah, they got casinos up there, too. Plus, in every bar in Oregon, or almost every bar in Oregon, there's video poker.
Really?
Yeah, you can enjoy yourself.
It's legal up there?
Yeah,
gambling?
In almost every bar.
I had no idea.
And when you buy something, let's say you buy something for $10,000. Let's say you buy a $50,000 car, you know, like you always do.
Like I do?
Well,
I've been driving the same car for 9 years. It's got 143,000 miles on it.
Let's say like your dad does. Your dad probably buys $50,000.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something about my dad, and hopefully he's not listening. My dad has been driving the same car for over 20 years.
All right, let's use my dad as an example then.
20 years, the thing breaks down. His seats are so bad and so torn up. He has this fake sheepskin on them. His air conditioning doesn't work.
Wow.
That's my dad. He's not the expensive kind of guy who likes to buy everything. And I'm worried for his safety. So I'm constantly telling him to get a new car.
He's bordering on cheap then. Is that possible?
No, the things that he needs, he gets, but the car still runs.
All right, so if you buy a $50,000 car in Los Angeles, you're going to pay 8.25% sales tax, I believe. You're going to pay $4,000, a little over $4,000 in tax, right?
Right.
What do you think the tax is on a $50,000 car in Oregon?
Ooh. I don't know. Some places have like the no taxes and this and that.
What do you think it is in Oregon? You buy a $50,000 car.
I'm going to go with zero.
Zero.
There we go.
No sales tax. You go into McDonald's, the 99-cent menu is 99 cents. Whatever the price is on the board, that's what you pay. There's no sales tax.
That's phenomenal.
In anything.
Phenomenal.
Anywhere in Oregon, wherever you go, whether you go to Costco, whether you go to Walmart, doesn't matter where you are, 0% sales tax. 0% sales tax.
Nothing.
And yet it's beautiful up there. And I don't understand why in Southern California we all have to put up, and we do, and we put up. This is like living in the third world. Living in Los Angeles, in a lot of parts of it, is like living in the third world.
Why?
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of graffiti around.
Yeah.
There's gang members.
Yeah.
The streets aren't great. The schools suck. LAUSD is now, I think, the worst school district in the nation. And if anybody would like to call and defend LAUSD, you can do that as well. But it sucks. I went through it. I know.
Why are you still here, Tim?
I'm going to leave as soon as I get fired. I'm moving
what?
To Oregon.
No, you're not.
I am on the
you
next.
You are not going to move to
Oregon. I am
going to
get a moving van, and I'm going to Portland.
I love LA. Even
Trust
though you've
me.
Mentioned all these horrific things, which are so true. I love LA. I have all my friends here. My family's here.
I have friends here. I have family members here. And it's not enough to keep me here. Because I have a 3-year-old kid. You can't put a 3-year-old kid in a decent public school.
I agree. There's some public, especially out where you live, that are pretty good. If you go to Thousand Oaks, Agoura, Simi, they're pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's not where I live.
You're not too far from there. You can just move out a few more miles.
No.
You don't have to go all the way to Oregon, just 10 more miles down that freeway.
Yeah, I know. But we put up with so much crap here, and it's so expensive to live here. And I bet there are a lot of people listening right now saying, you know what? This guy's right, man. What am I doing here with my family? You only get one shot at this. You get one life, and this is it. You know, I mean, and it's too big to change. The traffic problem in this city is too big to change.
Yeah.
They talk about minor fixes like we'll make Pico one way. And Olympic one way. Great. So a guy's home 8 seconds earlier. And every business has...
Ari, it frustrates the hell out of you.
Right.
How annoying is that?
It's
so annoying to have that happen.
Well, it's absolutely... I mean, listen to this. This came on the station right before we went on. I want to play this again because this is sort of indicative of what's going on here in Los Angeles. Listen to this PSA that this station runs.
Yesterday, you pushed the... But it wasn't just a... Because of all the things that people who push the... had touched. For example, someone pushed the after without. Others touched the after touching.
Good boy.
Stay healthy, LA. Wash your hands. There's no telling where they've been. This message brought to you by the County of Los Angeles Public Health Department.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Who is that directed towards?
Well, I'm just thinking, what a waste of money.
Well, who's it directed towards?
Idiots.
People who don't wash their hands.
But why? This is my problem with catering to the lowest common denominator. Why did we need to hear that? What a waste of airspace.
Well, but that's what, that's what you hear in Los Angeles. I mean, the low-level PSA is like, hey, if you take a dump, wipe your ass. That's exactly what it is. But that's what it is.
Wash
your effing hands. How many times did your mom or dad tell you when you were a kid growing up in the San Fernando Valley, the Inland Empire, I don't know where you grew up, Riverside, I don't know. But how many times have your parents said, wash your hands?
Well, maybe that was for the kids and the grown-ups who didn't have parents, Tim. Maybe they were for the orphans and the foster kids.
Listen.
Maybe it was for the kids that have cracked out parents and the kids, you know?
That's quite possible.
Hey, let's cater to these
folks.
But
let's not live all.
No,
let's not live like these sons of bitches.
Are you kidding me?
Let's not live like the worst a-holes in Southern California. But wash your hands.
That's how we're treated. That's what we cater to.
But who, but let me, I want to ask you this question again. Who the hell is an adult in their life and living in this country who does not know to wash your goddamn hands? Who are these people?
It's ridiculous.
Do you know any of them?
I used to not wash my hands.
You didn't.
But my dad and mom always told me to wash my hands. This is a while ago. Now I wash all the time. I am not obsessive, but now I wash. I mean, it was like, I go to the bathroom. I wouldn't, like, urinate on myself. I wouldn't have it all over my hands. I'm like, why are we washing our hands? And I realized, oh, maybe, you know, other people knew. It's on the door.
Yeah.
I get it. This was years ago.
It's on the bathroom door.
Yeah. And I watched the show where they take all the, you know, the bacteria and like, okay, I get it now. But that was years ago. And I understood, even though my parents told me, wash your hands, it was drilled into my head. I fought against it.
Before we press on with the show, I want to hear from some of the listeners here and ask your opinion of who the hell this is directed towards, all right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Who is this PSA directed towards?
Stay healthy, L.A. Wash your hands. There's no telling where they've been.
Stay healthy, L.A. Wash your hands. Stay healthy, L.A. Wash your hands. Who the Christ has not gotten the memo? Hasn't everybody?
And
by the way, if you're not a hand washer, all right, and you're not into it, you don't wash your hands even after you take a crap, you don't wash, okay? I understand, and that's, you know, who you are. But because you hear that on radio, you're going to go, oh, wait a minute. I haven't been washing my hands for 40 years, but I just heard on that FM talk station I should do that. Yeah, I'm going to flip it around. I'm going to start washing my ass.
It's unbelievable that they would waste the money to put this on, or maybe it's a PSA, but why is the state telling us to wash our hands? Why does the state have any of that power to use the money that we're giving them to run these horrible ads, unless they're free?
I'm
not understanding this.
I don't know. I don't know who this, I don't know, you know, if you're 17, 18, 19 years old and you're going to college and you go take a leak in the bathroom, I think you still wash your hands. I think I've been doing it since I was a child. And it's just something you do, even if it's not for yourself, it's a courtesy for others.
I mean, they might as well just say, hey, idiots out there, wash your hands.
But that's what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying.
After you take a...
But they're saying morons.
Yeah, morons.
Right.
If you're, idiots.
Yeah. If you're a moron, you're an idiot. You haven't haven't gotten an education. You've refused to listen to everybody else.
Your IQ's below 70. Even then, when you're considered like semi-retarded, if you have a below, they know to wash their hands.
Right. Well, it's like the PSA, you know, smoking kills. Smokers know that. And they've locked it off. They're taking that chance in life. Drinking is and drinking and driving doesn't mix. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows not to drink and drive. But the people who drink and drive are not going to stop because that guy told them to.
Why are there people out there that are so stupid that they actually think by making these little PSAs it's going to help? There must be something behind it.
There must be some money in
that's what I'm saying. There must be
business.
Something there. Yeah.
I'd like to get a piece of that PSA business. All right, let's talk to Drew in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I got a pitch for a new PSA.
Good.
It goes like this. Hey, Los Angeles, are your eyes dry? Try blinking. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I do. Thanks for calling. Jesus Christ. But that's who we all live amongst.
You should have given that guy a prize.
We live amongst the guys that are told to remember to wash your hands. Every time you go into a restaurant, you look around and you go, you know, there's a guy at the station doesn't wash his hands. And I was in the bathroom, and this guy was in the stall going number two. And that guy left the stall and walked right out of the bathroom and didn't wash his paws. And I know who he is, and he may be listening right now. And I never shake this guy's hand when I see him. I always give him, like, the shoulder or the bump or the, hey, how you doing?
Does he ever ask you why?
Nah, but if he does, I'll lay it on him pretty thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw you take a crap and didn't wash your hands. Do we need to press on with the conversation? Or is it coming to an end?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Kathy in Temecula. You're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I was, you know, I started laughing about the washing the hands thing, but when you were on the Oregon thing, I'm actually going to visit friends in Oregon next Monday. And you know, I mean, and you know, obviously, since there's no sales tax, they don't even let people pump gas there.
Yep.
They don't let anybody do anything there because our government for the state of California is some numbskulls, because you could actually make people make money even if it's minimum wage,
yeah,
and they will
pump
gas.
But
right.
I don't like that that law, and thank you for calling, and say hey to the puppy next to you, but I don't like that law that you can't pump your own gas, because then you sit there and you got to wait for this you know, guy who is just barely on all fours, or I'm on all twos, you know, coming up and helping you out.
I didn't mind it. I actually liked it.
I don't like that. Now, I like, you know, to pump my own gas.
Maybe if you're living there, but it's when I drive through there, or when my two of my stepsisters live there, when I go visit, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, but you feel like a girl sitting in that car, rolling the window down, going, hey, can you fill it up with unleaded?
Nobody's thinking that.
I'm thinking it.
Well, you're the only
one. You know,
one.
The old guy's outside the car, and I roll the window down just a bit because it's raining. I go, hey, can you fill it up with the
But it's
unleaded?
A nice job.
And then they yell at you if you do it yourself. You're like, hey, that's against the law. That's against the law. I said, I know it's against the law, but I've successfully done it for 30 years in another state, so I thought I was capable of handling it. Sorry, Pops. All right, let's talk to Steve and Corona. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, all right.
I think this is probably directed to people who are raised by wolves. You know, and they just bust them into L.A. and drop them off so they can hear these public service announcements,
yeah,
on the radio.
I guess it has to be some subpar, some subhuman culture that I've not run into yet. That are all, you know, taking dumps at the beach and then using the sand or their hands.
Now, in India, when I was in Mumbai, which was Bombay, they had signs that said, India, please keep our streets clean. Don't defecate in the streets. Oh. And there was, I mean, there were signs
that
said
that. We're not there yet, but we're going there.
Yeah, but we are not there yet. But I can understand these ads being played out there.
But I think we're moving more in that direction than we are in the direction of everybody is healthy because everybody washes their hands. I think we're lowering ourselves to, hey, please don't take a crap in the street. But in India, they actually have a sign that says,
it says,
don't,
like, to keep Bombay or keep Mumbai clean. Don't, it's like, don't defecate in the streets, something like that. And I couldn't believe it when I was over there. I couldn't believe it, but
the
it
human
is
race
very dirty.
Is really declining, and it's and you know what? And it's great actually for business, because the dumber people are, the more you can get money out of them.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not bad for business.
But, you know, there was a movie called Idiocracy. It wasn't, I didn't think it was done very well. Yeah. I thought the premise was phenomenal, but it was just, it was in the future, just how stupid we have gotten.
Yeah.
Just in how sick and sad it will be in the future.
All right. Here's what we're talking about here. Listen to this PSA.
Stay healthy, L.A. Wash your hands. There's no telling where they've been.
All right. Lucy and Tarzana, you're at 97.1.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, baby.
Just yesterday, I was at the gym, and after I use the restrooms, I'm at the sink, washing my hands, and this woman comes out, just fixes her hair in the mirror, and just walks off. I was just, I wanted to chase her and be like, are you kidding? Like, that is so foul. And you're going to, like, touch treadmills and stuff?
Oh, I know. That's one of the, it's one of the many reasons I don't go to a gym. One is, you know, these machines are being touched by 900 sweaty, you know, athletes or, you know, wannabe athletes.
Right.
And the second one is, man, do they get pissed off when you light up a smoke in that gym. They get so...
On the treadmill?
They get so crazy with you. Jesus Christ. You know, you can smoke in bars, too, up in Oregon.
You can.
Yeah.
Up until you were really excited.
Up until January, you can smoke in bars.
Oh, up until January, and then that's out, too?
Yeah,
I was going to say, you know what? I believe you if you're going to move to Oregon, if you can smoke in the bars.
Oh, man. You can smoke in a bar, play video poker, and drink in a bar.
No.
And you can play video poker till 2:30 a.m. That's when they shut the machines down.
You know, I was doing this TV show once, and we had one bathroom. It was so cheap, but we had one bathroom for everybody to use, and the studio audience was a line. So I went to use the bathroom, and we have, like, sinks and Purell and everything. So I went and used the bathroom, and I got out, and I started walking away, and this one, just one of those girls that's just a bitch in high school, she's like, ew, did you see that girl? That's disgusting. disgusting. She had no idea it was on the show, right? No idea. So she was just went off, and I said, excuse me, who the hell do you think you are? Do you not think that maybe we can use like Purell or wash our hands? I have a show to do. I went out, I grabbed the Purell, it was right in my dressing room. I'm like, look, bitch. I'm like, next time, you know, think before you speak. I was so angry. So she gets out, she's sitting in the studio audience, and I'm right there, and this time she doesn't know. She thought I was a producer. I had no makeup on. You know how different I look without right. makeup. No idea. She's sitting in the front row, and I'm like, you know what? I said, would you mind moving this girl to the back? And it just that, and she I don't think she had any idea.
Boy.
I was vindictive.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was so mad that she would say that in front of all these people that I wasn't washing my hands. I was angry.
That's exactly right.
I was really upset.
All right, Greg in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, all right.
Hey, I have family in Medford.
Right.
And Southern Oregon. And my family down here in Riverside, we go to the beach and the bathrooms are trashed. You go to a campground up in Southern Oregon, everything, even if they're pretty, you know, empty, you know, bottom-of-the-line bathrooms at a campground, they're right. still spotless. You know, down here, I mean, I work on construction jobs a lot, and that's the kind of people you're dealing with down here is construction. I mean, you should see the porta potties. It's disgusting what people yeah. do in there. You know.
You know, there's a bathroom. I don't like to use the bathrooms at the beaches for a lot of reasons.
Oh no, that's surprising.
Nah, but
surprising.
I went to Venice and I really had yeah. to take a leak. So I go into the bathroom there, and because there are so many, I don't know. People having sex. I think gay guys having sex with other gay guys.
What?
I think that's what's going on.
What?
Or, you know, drug abusers or whatever. Anyway, there's so much action going on in these bathrooms that they've now cut the stall doors in half.
So you can see it.
So you're sitting there on the toilet and you're looking over and you're staring at the other guy. Because now the walls are only like 2.5 feet tall. And there's no doors on them.
Have they really done that?
Yeah. So there's no doors on them. And it's 2.5 feet divider between you and the next guy. They might as well just take those dividers down.
I've seen some bathrooms that do not have the doors on them. I have seen that.
Those are in Venice yeah. Beach. There's no doors there okay. because people can't behave. But the dividers, they should take down as well.
Well, you saw Britney Spears walk in there barefoot a couple times. Remember they caught her?
It is
barefoot.
Outrageous.
It's so. I mean, there's urine everywhere, and she walks in barefoot.
Yeah, and then we all wonder why there's a flu season in this country. Mm-hmm. I wonder why. Mario, on the 101, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
I wanted to bring you a public service message. The LA Public Health Council reminds you to share the air. Exhale after you inhale. This message brought to you by Mayor Bill Grosso and the Ad Council.
All right, dude, that's very good. Hold on one sec. Ray said you something. At least this audience gets it. $20 gift certificate. $20, huh? Oh, boy. $20 gift certificate to Circuit City. So that and your other $1,200 will get you a big scream. Roll into a Circuit City by October 4th and find out how you can get 4 months of NFL Sunday ticket for free. Well, that sounds like a good deal. $20 gift certificate.
Yeah, it's not so
Maybe
bad.
Maybe if you got like four friends, you guys can all have $5 of it. You
know? Well, $20 for a PSA, it's not too bad.
I don't know
right?
what the hell it is.
It's probably how much they make.
All right. All right. Enjoy yourselves at Circuit City, everybody. I like that place. Let's talk to Jennifer in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. I just tuned in. I know you guys are talking about hand washing and who doesn't. It may have something to do with infection control at hospitals.
It probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you work at a hospital?
I do.
And do most people there wash their hands?
Well, I hear a lot of stories that... You know, that they don't, and I work in risk management, and so I deal with, you know, a lot of issues that occur in the hospital.
From people not washing their hands, do you think?
Just several. I mean, infections in general, you know, and of course, infections start with not proper, you know, hand washing. And so these nurses may think that, you know, because they're wearing latex gloves, they're covered, but some people need to wash their hands plus wear the latex gloves.
Well, Jennifer, do you think that they should play these PSAs maybe in the hospital and keep them off our air, you know?
Well, I mean, I think it's just a general rule that, you right. know, correct hand washing will prevent a lot of infections. And
how old are these? But are these 3-year-olds who work at the hospital?
No, but I mean, it's just...
How old are they?
No. I don't know. They range from 20s to 70s. I don't know. I mean,
okay. All right. So you think somebody in their 30s should have gotten the message to wash their paws?
Yes. Definitely.
Yes, I think so. All right. You know, all right. Thank you for calling. If you work in a hospital and you didn't get the message to wash your hands, then I don't know where we are as a society.
Right,
I don't
right.
know.
You deserve the infection you get.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's not a hand washing, you know, we don't live in a hand washing city.
What's green and eats nuts?
I don't know.
Syphilis.
Hi. Michelle in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Her joke is cracking me up.
Good. Crack me up, too.
Did you say cracking you up or effing you up?
Cracking me up.
Okay. We let that go.
This PSA thing, I wish it was kind of a cultural thing. Because I've traveled around Mexico, like way down there, and they don't really have a lot of modern plumbing. The toilet paper, you can't flush it. It has to go in the trash can.
Why?
Yep, I've seen that.
Why?
And because of the plumbing, it's not modernized. And, you know, maybe it's just a cultural thing where people are coming from.
Well, then stay out. We've moved on from you people.
Exactly.
Yeah, this country has pressed on. All right, thank you for calling. Randy, please. That's not the proper punchline to that joke. What's green and eats nuts. Please. Don't. I'm going to dump it every time. Don't say that on the air.
Come on.
don't, dude. Please don't. You're going to get me in a lot of trouble.
Say it, Randy. Say it.
He wrote it down here on the screen. Sam Phillips in a Gumby costume?
Sure.
That is just so rude. Please, we're all a big happy family here. All right, let's talk to a Dean in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Bob Bull.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
All right, man.
We're good.
Let me say, born and raised in Orange County, and then I moved to Oregon. And, man, talk about a cultural climate, social change. It was unbelievable. Going from, you know, this many people to a small town in Douglas County, South Oregon down there.
Why'd you come back?
Went through a pretty bad divorce, heartbreaking, just really, really hard for me to stay there and deal with the things that I had to deal with. So I came back here to get my roots. But I tell you what, I met some of the most heartfelt people you could ever meet. I mean, I'm retired police officers, CHP, firefighters. You know, they did their stint down here in California and then got the hell out of here because they wanted to enjoy the rest of their life. And, you know, you talk about your social gatherings with gangs, and you're going to have that everywhere you go. But, Tim, you were up there. You were in Portland, and you just know the kind of people that you run into on a regular basis.
Well,
just
yeah,
great.
And you know what you also run into? First of all, you run into almost everybody has a job.
Yeah.
There are very few people. When you go to a mall in Portland at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, it's a ghost town.
You know, you haven't, but you haven't really been to the bad areas then.
No, I've been to the bad areas.
I've been to some of the bad areas where the children are running around on the streets, like little toddlers, and they're just...
Right, well, that happens, you know,
every
city. But if you walk around the Beverly Center on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock, it's packed with people. Mm. Because there's no shame in not having a job. There was a guy that I met up in Oregon, and I met him at a party, and you know, it got around to what he did for a living, and he said he was he worked at a paper mill, right? And I said, well, what do you do at the paper mill? And he says, and he said it very, you know, proudly, and he's been doing it for 20 years. He says he makes toilet paper.
Yeah,
that's his job, right?
Right.
You tell somebody in Hollywood you make toilet paper for a living, and they will not only judge you, you'll never be asked back to that party.
Or you're the coolest guy in the party. I'm telling you.
He's not the coolest guy at the party. There's a lot of chicks that go, wait a minute, I'm not going out with a dude who makes toilet paper
for
a living.
I'm telling you, not having a job kills most people. And out here, I don't get it. You find the malls packed because a lot of these women are gold digging whores. But a lot of times you find like people who retire die soon.
I know.
Because they don't have a purpose or a job. A job's a great thing to have.
Right, but
who
look
down on that.
Also, up in Oregon and anywhere outside of New York and Los Angeles, like in New York and Los Angeles, Democrats hate Republicans and vice versa. They have no tolerance for each other. They can't stand each other. They lose friends over it.
Yeah.
But up in Oregon, first of all, it never comes up. And when it does, a guy says, I'm a lifelong Democrat, I'm a lifelong Republican, they never argue. They're just two Americans sitting there. But, the diners are filled with, with great people. There's no crime in the city where we bought a little condo up about an hour.
Oh, you actually bought
something? Yeah, I bought a place up in Oregon.
Really?
It's an hour north of Portland. And it's, let me tell you this. This is going to make you crazy, okay? But, and this is not.
I'm really surprised here.
Well, trust me, as soon as, they pull the switch on this here show, I'm getting a moving van. But we built a place up in Oregon, right? My wife and I.
Really?
And this is going to make a lot of people in Southern California really pissed and really crazy. But, well, I'll say it anyway. It's my Oregon compound.
Look at that.
But up in Oregon.
Do you call it Conway Manor North?
It is. It's right on the Columbia River, which is a huge shipping channel. And there are, 1,000-foot oil tankers that come through there and cargo ships and everything. It's right on the river. And it's 1,700 square feet, 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom, 2 stories, overlooking the river. It's literally it's about 7 or 8 feet from the river.
Oh, this is what you're telling me was totally green. All green.
No, it's we built the whole thing.
I'm kidding.
Listen to me.
You think I'm serious?
Where's Sammy? Listen to me.
But sure.
The entire thing was $202,000 to build.
To build it from the ground up.
To buy the property.
Right.
To buy the property, build the townhouse, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, kitchen, living room, upstairs living room.
That's awesome.
Right, a big, huge porch overlooking the Columbia River. $204,000 to $204,000.
That's awesome.
What do you get for $202,000 in Southern California?
Nothing. You can't. Really, very, very, very small. Yeah.
All right, folks. Kerry Kasem is with us, and it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live at 97.1 Free FM.